Paula from Arizona.
Okay. All right, we had somebody coming in from Arizona.
Paula from Ozark, Alabama.
Good evening, welcome to the call. Paula.
Hi.
Hey, Paula, this is Dyke.
Hey.
Who came in? If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Dyke.
Hello,
from
nice. This is Gary in Charlotte.
Hi, Gary. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
I'm in.
Hi, Gary.
Hi. Hey, Gary. Gary,
and
are
more?
You in New York? No, I'm in Charleston, South Carolina.
Charleston?
Yes. I guess you saw I was repenting tonight, right?
No, I haven't read my email.
Okay. Well, that's good.
All right, so in the meantime, we are live on BBS Radio, and if people have joined in on BBS on the Internet, thank you so much for being here. We have some more people checking in on the phone line, and I welcome those people. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Don from Braxville. Hi, guys. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Thank you for being here. How are you doing?
Oh, good. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Hi, Don.
Hello. Is that...
That's a wonderful name, Don.
Okay, thanks. Is that Don Herman?
It is.
Hi, Wynn, how you doing?
Don, you have a good question tonight.
Which I asked two of which one are you looking at? As well, Puma Punku and what about free will?
Free will.
Uh-huh. Hey, Wynn, how many people in the Sedona area know about the Sedona method? Or the release technique?
I don't know. I do know when they rent the conference room here, that they fill it up.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I mean, it's very busy. So, but I think a lot of people travel here.
Yeah, nice vacation, combined vacation.
Hey, what is Puma Punka?
Is it Bolivian archaeological site? It's very ancient, it's very interesting.
I'll tell you about that one.
What's that?
Oh, sorry. Please.
That's the way. We haven't muted him yet. Let me see.
All right, it's 6:01. We still have more people checking in. If you have a chance now, please say your name and location.
Good evening, everyone.
Yeah, hi, how are you doing, Joel?
I'm doing well. How's it going?
Is Terry on the line?
I'm here.
Hi, Terry.
Good evening, Terry.
Hello.
Sorry about that.
What's that? Do you have your good phone, Terry?
Oh, sorry.
That's the way. We haven't muted him yet. Let me see.
While the lines are open, folks, if you love Terry, say Terry, I love you. If you have a chance now, please say your name and location.
Who is that? Wait a second.
Hi, how are you doing, Joel?
I'm doing well.
Is Terry on the line?
I am. Can you hear me?
Good evening, Terry.
That's a recording. Someone else has got us coming online.
436.
But he has
that was.
But we do love you, Terry. Don't think that we don't.
That was Don.
A time warp.
Don Hansen. That was Don Hansen. That was. Hey, I want a courageous volunteer tonight.
Me.
Who is that?
Me. I'm a courageous volunteer.
Okay, we're muting Dwayne. Okay, there we go.
I'll volunteer.
Who is that?
That's
Teresa. Teresa?
I never got why people volunteer before they know what this thing is.
Yeah, well, this is blind trust, okay? This is faith in action. How about you, Joel?
Sure, I'll jump in. Why not?
You're not chicken? Now, let me just say, when you're volunteering and when you hear what we're going to do, if you say, I don't want to do that, okay, then that's okay, all right? So that way there's a little more free will to it. I don't want... if you don't feel comfortable, then say no. But one thing is, we're not going to strip down naked. And if we did, no one would know. Except Dwayne. Dwayne, if you want to do a strip tease for us, Dwayne? Oh, wait, he's still star six.
probably doing it anyway.
Good luck for the blind. Thankful for the blind faith, you know?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, and Terry, you're ready. I mean, you're not ready.
No,
right?
I'm not ready.
Now we have Joel's not ready and Teresa's not ready. Okay? All right? So, all right. We're going to start our recording. And
you know, the most funny thing's been happening lately. It's like I sit here and I start going into trance, and it's like going to sleep. And then I don't know what you've said. And then you say, "Hey, Terry, what do you think of that?" And I wake up and I don't want to say, "Well, I've been sleeping." And so so now he says, "Oh, well, okay, let's see what the sources say." And so then he said, "Okay, sources, what do you think of that?" And then they just take off on what's been said.
First part, but you didn't meet in high school.
Right, me too. Okay, here we go.
Muted.
Everyone's muted. And we are starting the recording.
This conference is being recorded.
This is Wednesday, 6:05 p.m., Wynn Free in Sedona, Arizona. Terry Brown in Sedona, Arizona. Heiss, our producer, engineer, and greeter in Megalia. And sometimes I don't remember all the time to say thank you to Heiss, but he does an incredible job of keeping the energy together. And I would like to thank Dwayne in Washington. Isn't that funny? What's that? Snohomish, Washington? Because he keeps Heiss on his toes. So, I probably ought to laugh then, but I didn't unmute. If you guys are listening on replays and you never come in early, Dwayne is like the class troublemaker, and he's got a really good heart, but he's always stirring things up. You have to come in early. And one thing that's really important about what we're doing is that even though we come in early and it's this camaraderie and fun, this is really serious. Really serious. Our planet is not in good shape. And there are a lot of mitigating forces that would like to bring things down. And I don't talk about that often because it can be scary, but it's true. I know it's true. And probably one of the most important remedies for the negative on this planet is bringing in the energies of the higher realms, bringing them in a way that it's above the negative. Those energies are above the negative, and we've seen them. Those of you who are on the calls regularly have seen how it works. It's hard to explain it because there's an aspect that you could put off and say that's a miracle, or that shouldn't have happened, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But enough things happened. You know, it started off with my sister's lupus, and talking to an energy that, or an intelligence that could project energy in this room, into this realm, and suddenly my sister's lupus goes away. And then I asked them, could you stop a nuclear weapon from going off? And they said they could. And it was really hard to assume the responsibility for that. And it was hard to believe it. But, you know, I put it in my, in the back burner, and I just say, well, what else can happen that can help me validate that this is possible? And things did keep happening, and some of you have seen them. And here we are, having a direct line to those sources. Here we are right on these calls, and they're explaining to us how it works and how they help. But in the higher realms, when I call them they, they're not really they. They are us, an extension of us. And we're an interface. So first of all, I'm not loaded with questions today, but we do have some. Let's take a moment and put our little group together energetically, as we do on Sundays, and just hold the space, hold the bridge, hold the energy that goes from that realm into this realm. And let's surround our planet with this energy. Let's surround every person on this planet that's reaching for higher sources, that's lost, or that's found, and that wants to know there's something up there. The wanderers, let's surround them all with loving energy. So let's bring this energy into your own space and expand it into your room and through your walls and into your neighborhood. Hold this energy for all those people listening right now that need some kind of shift in their life. They need a job. They need a healing. They need something for someone they care about. Let's hold the space for the highest good for those things to happen. And let's hold the bridge space between our realm, this realm, and the higher realms, the highest realm. And we ask for all interventions, help possible, for opportunities to awaken this planet. And the empowerment for each of us who's hearing these words to be all that we can be. Now, I said I was going to do something unusual today. I guess that's something really unusual. It's becoming usual. And there was a workshop I did a few years ago over the phone. And is that, who is that? Is that Terry coming in? Okay.
I just unmuted myself.
Okay. Actually, you can stay muted for a moment, okay?
Sure.
Because there's a little hum on her line. Okay. And the workshop was called the I Am Ra workshop. And it was very unusual and very successful that we're holding this sacred space right now. And I had two volunteers that said they'd be willing to do this, and I'm trying to look at here all the people. Mike Diaz would be a good person, okay? Mike Diaz in Los Angeles. But let me start with Teresa and Joel. I think we may only have time for two, because I wanted to do our questions for this evening. But here's the idea. I'll start with Teresa. Teresa, can you star six yourself? That'll unmute you and say something so I hear you. Star six.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Teresa?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to hold this sacred space. And you're going to imagine your high self is going to talk to us. And going to talk to you. And it's going to give counsel to you as to what you really need to know. And you can start it by saying, I am Ra, or I am Elohim. And then don't monitor what you're saying. Don't worry about sounding stupid. Don't worry about what other people are thinking. Don't worry that, be self-conscious. And let words come out of your mouth faster than you can think or form them. Is that an okay thing to participate in?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So you can say, I am Ra, or I am Spirit, and then let the words come through with no monitoring and no thought, no self-consciousness. And we can start anytime you're ready. And if you go for longer than 3 minutes, I'm going to stop you and say, we're coming to an end, but I'll just count down. And you can shut your eyes and let yourself go into the zone. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
one. What does your high self want to tell you?
I am raw. I am here. It is now. We are glad to be with you. The light is here. You only have to reach out and touch it and ask for what you need. We love you. We are here to guide you. Do not be afraid. Take one step at a time. Reach out. With love, we are here for you. There is a pathway for you, a golden path. It comes from the infinite creator directly to you. There is no other path. There is only love, light, guidance, and joy. When you are on the path, you will feel it in your heart of hearts. You will know when the One Spirit is guiding you and with you, because there is no other way. The way is clear. Put your trust in the divine source. Father God, Mother God, divine source, Christ consciousness is always with you. Reach out and touch it. It is visible to you if you open your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit to it. We are one. We have always been one. We will always be one. There is nothing to fear. You can grow in strength, in faith, in courage, in joy, in love, in friendship. We are here. We are your friends. We love you. We feel everything with you. You are never alone. There is only one way. It is the way to the infinite creator. It is all love, all giving, all joy. Reach out and take our hands, and we will guide you. We will be with you every moment of your life. You simply have to reach out and touch. Reach out and feel. Reach out and give in joy, in love, in friendship, in expansion, in knowledge, for you already know the truth. You already know who you are. You simply have to remember. We are here to help you remember. There is love, there is light, there is joy, always on the path. One step at a time, one touch at a time, with a smile, a word, an action, a joy, a giving, all can be gathered, all can be given, all can be shown to all around you, for it is in your power to make a change, just as we are changing things now, one moment to moment, one second to second, one invisible millisecond at a time. There is such joy for you, such great love for you, such knowledge, such capable understanding. There is all for you. Do not be afraid. Reach out and touch, and we will be there. Ask, and we will give. Join, and we will be with you. We are one. There is a golden path, and you are on it. We are giving in love.
Thank you, Teresa. Terry, are you there? Terry? Can you unmute?
Yeah. Hi, that was great.
Well, Terry, we can retire.
Right. Right, we can go on vacation.
That was beautiful, Teresa. And Teresa, you're a hard act to follow, but thank you so much. Let me ask you, did you ever do anything like that before? Yeah?
I've been doing that in my meditation since I sent you those emails. I've been working on it about a week and a half.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. You really brought the energy in. I could feel the energy just all around me while you did that. So thank you. And Joel, are you there? Hello, Joel?
Yeah.
Don't compare yourself to Teresa, because she was good. Okay. When we do this, just remember, it could be your high self talking to you, okay? It doesn't have to be a message to the world. Just allow the highest that you can tap into and don't monitor yourself. Or it could be a message to the world. It could be counseling yourself. And you'll be surprised at the wisdom you can give yourself when you do this. So, again, you're okay with doing it, right? Okay. You have any fear?
A little scary?
Okay.
Just, I got a little pulse anyway going on. So I'll have whatever happens.
All right. Okay. So let's go into the space of oneness. And you can start out saying, I am Ra, or I am Spirit, or I am Love. And I'll just count down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I am Ra. The energetic endeavor in which you're engaged in is important. The energy of connectedness with the individual, adding one unto the other, has significant value for all of us. Fear is an issue that blocks many individuals, and fear is a construct of the mind that, once realized, has to be dismissed. Fear does not have value once it is realized. Fear is a construct that binds. Fear is a construct that denies. Fear is a construct that leaves you in lack. We have to walk away from fear, walk away from the victim consciousness, and release ourselves from being victims that are in need of rescue.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
You know what? I want to tell you guys that we did a workshop. And
energetically, that's really long, by the way.
I know it. We did a workshop. How did it feel? Do you want to make any comments?
No, I'm really sensitive anyway, and it's really kind of out of body.
right.
I think it's the support of everybody around, because, I mean, it's like... I just slept with you, too, real quick.
Uh-huh.
But it's a very... I mean, I'm a pretty avid meditator, and I've never done that.
Barry, thank you for being taking the courage to do it. And you know what happens is we have this energy on this call, and when you step into it and you assume the responsibility for it, you become so wise. And usually you're counseling yourself. You go back and listen to it. It's your high self. I don't even want to explain it linearly because I don't understand it. Except I wanted to do that, so we'll do a workshop soon. I just wanted to see if it still worked, okay? And when we did a workshop, every single person in that workshop was able to tap in to the high realms, every single person. And it's a wonderful experience for you to have, because once you learn it, you can sit down in the morning and say, okay, I need some guidance today. And just write down. Don't censor things. Write it down on a piece of paper, and you will be amazed at how profound you can be. And so thank you so much, Joel. And let's go now to the questions tonight. And let me see if anyone threw one in here. Nope, we got them all. And Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. What'd you think of that?
Well, that was really impressive. That was great.
Uh-huh. Were you on that workshop that I did a long time ago? I don't think you were on it.
No, I wasn't on it.
Oh. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect everyone on this line. And that any negativity be dispersed and transmuted in the highest realms of light. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And we invite our sources to come in and talk to us through Terry Brown.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. Each of you is so beautiful and is so treasured, and he is the access abilities undeveloped to access the higher realms and to hold the energy true and to monitor it with your higher self to know that you are still on the right beam and the right track, so that you are bringing through information that resonates you within your own self have a guidance system that you are able to tell in your heart of hearts whether something resonates, whether it is true for you. And if you find in doing this that you are beginning to move off the track, then move back and reset. Reset your energies. These energies connect around the crown chakra and they lock in, which provides stability in the connection. And then you can begin to have two-way information packets going back and forth between you and the higher realms. Do you have questions?
Yes. Our first question tonight is from Carl Estes Dharmananda. And last Thursday evening, he asked himself why he had such a hard time getting to sleep before dawn. And a voice said that I was the keeper of the light during the dark night hours, and that is why I cannot fall asleep until the dawn. Is there any way that you and Terry can verify that this message came from them, or was it just my own thoughts? I really want to know. Thank you. Carl Estes.
Give us a moment. It is a connection between you and the time form, the place in space and time where you first began to develop this pattern, and you have had reinforcement of this pattern over some other lifetimes. So your question is this from the higher sources or from your own self? There are two ends to this communication, one within yourself and the other end ending and beginning in a way in the Akashic Records of memory of all that is. And the role that we have is of guidance and support. So it is your own self connecting with your own past memories and your higher self guiding you to the information to understand further why you wish to maintain the light in the dark.
Thank you. This is from Gary in Redondo Beach, and he kind of chewed me out because I thought I was asking this question last week, but I didn't ask it in the exact words, and I probably didn't ask it. I asked another question about ego, and Gary's question really is, why do we have an ego?
Thank you. An ego has been developed. He is part and parcel of one's history and one's desire for existence and one's desire for the confirmation of their existence, one's desire to express one's control and intellect over a situation, one's desire to slant information to their own, we say, their own history, their own manner of development, their own view of how things work. This can slant the information and cause one to veer away from many sources of further information and growth as one seeks to demand that things are their way, and then they act upon those things. This has been developed over many lifetimes, and as they have lifetimes wherein there has been trauma, then they may take that trauma as guidance towards what they should or should not do. And sometimes that is the area of their greatest lesson, that when they can move through that and dispense with the trauma, then it is like the breaking of the dawn. They can look out and see all the other connections that have been available to them and that they did not know were there because of their singular focusing upon their orientation, which has been garnered from lifetime to lifetime, to break out of that and to become pure and like a child, an innocent child, to begin to see all of the causes, all of the opportunities, all of the alternatives. One needs to let go of their singular view and take into account that there may be other things out there where they could grow in shedding some of their beliefs and concepts which have been keeping them within a certain narrow confine of an experience.
Thank you. Dave in Grove City, he's the rock and roll guy, he's listening on BBS. Hi, Dave. He asks, what percentage of us in the group tonight knew each other in previous lives?
There is a very long track here, and there is a track back into spirit form, and back to the One. In some of your past lifetimes, we see it as staggered. Sometimes individuals knew each other, but other individuals did not. And then other lifetimes, other individuals knew each other, but the first individuals did not. So this is the getting together over broad spectrum, broad range of lifetimes, when some of us knew each other and others of us didn't know each other in various time periods and did know each other in other time periods. So it is a bit scattered. However, the recognition of the energy is there. And we would say that we look at different timelines. And if we were to narrow it down to, say, Egypt, we would say that probably 10% of us knew each other. If we were to expand the timeline, we see that many of us, and we include us in this also, are drawn by the experience and the vibration and the desire to connect. And then over a longer period of time, we see 10%. And then over a longer period of time, we see 15%. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave, for the question. Let's see here. We have a question here from Don Herman, which I thought was a really good question. And sources say they won't interfere with free will. But how much free will do most people really have? Don't you really know what is going on to have free will? Obviously, there's a lot going on that most people are not aware of, and that they're easily fooled, and their discernment is defective because they don't know what's happening. So thank you for your answer.
Thank you. We see the individuals are within the pattern of their belief systems. So their belief systems set what it is that they are going to experience and how much they believe that they could experience outside of that framework. Besides, when one comes in to the third density, they take on, if they believe it, the limitations of the third density area in which they are. They take on the effect of gravity. They take on the effect of the veil formed by the body system. They take on the training of their genes over past generations, and all of these give them a closed loop within which they can operate and do operate. When one begins to break out of their own chosen belief systems or those that they have unconsciously adopted, then they can begin to experience phenomena outside of those belief systems and can begin to have more free choice. For instance, the free choice to walk on hot coals if they believe that this is possible. If they don't believe this is possible, they have precluded it by their belief in the setting within their own framework of the responses that they are capable of experiencing.
Thank you. Next question is from, just a moment here. This is from Anna Vidar, and she read in a book that dark thoughts and emotions come from what the author calls the false self, and a lot of us suffer from spiritual mistaken identities because we identify with this temporary false self instead of identifying with our higher self. Lately, I've been getting intrusive negative thoughts and words while I'm meditating. These thoughts just pop up in my mind all of a sudden. I've also seen strange faces for a second, too. All this does not happen often, but it happens and it's unsettling. My question is, who or what are these negative thoughts and faces that are coming up? And what is this false self?
Thank you. You have a sense, a good sense of who you are, and you know when something is your own self, of your own self, and when it is from a false self. However, we would not call it a false self. We would call it an other self that is not you. That has its own choice, its own path, and has been frozen in time in connection with you. And so when this happens, just look at the face. Observe the face. Give it a thought of love. Send it. Love is here. It is another face, another being. Another being trapped in time that is trying so hard to show you who, how that being looked at one time or another. It is a light show. It is a revealing. And send that being love. Let that being know that it, he, she is loved. As when you see the faces, you will be able to tell whether it is a female face or male face generally. And send them love. As we are talking, we are sending them love. And some of the fear can dissolve because some of the fear is coming from them. They are so scared. They have been on vacation in retirement. And they are welcomed back, and they are moving to the point where they can resume their own track in love. Let them know, as we do now, each one of them is loved. So when it happens, just observe it as each one, each face, is a being deserving of love. And when you can, just simply observe it as a fact of what is happening, and then let them go in love. They are scared, and it is that they are making a shift. They are moving into a big shift. Let them be themselves, but leave, and then learn to each take their own power as their true self, but not being a false self any longer. Thank you.
Thank you. Just for clarification, I think you were saying that what she was seeing was some actual beings that were attachments, and that you were helping free them. Am I correct?
Yes, they are the ones. They are the beings that they have been waiting for. They are the ones that need to step away, need to then take their own power and their own trust, their own leap of faith. They can then be trustworthy, can then be loved, can then receive the things that will straighten them out. And it is a tenuous, hard, scary path, but that one leap of faith to leave and to become one's own self and truth will accomplish the miracle that each one has been wishing and waiting for.
Thank you. I have a question, and maybe this will be the last question for this evening. And the question is, when Teresa and Joel were doing that little session, what percentage of what was coming through them was actually the Ra group or the Elohim group?
We see aspects of the Ra group coming through, and we see their beautiful connection and merging of their higher self with the aspects of the Ra group and aspects of the Elohim group too. And it just brings tears to our energy eyes, their beautiful connection.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And it's special thanks to Joel and Teresa. Watch for my workshop. Now, I might even decide to do it this Saturday. I get a bunch of emails from people that would like it. I'll fit it in. Next Saturday, Carla and I are going to do session 5, at least as it stands right now. This is not the formal announcement, informal. Depending on Carla feels, session 5 of the Law of One Made Simple series. So, on that note, it's 6:54, and I'm going to unmute everybody. I'll say goodbye, and see you next time. Just a moment here.
Unmuted.
At least as it stands right now, this is not formal announcement, informal. Depending on Carla feels, session 5 of the Law of One Made Simple series. So, on that note, it's 6:50. I was going to say, who is that giving a commercial? Where did I get him?
Deja vu all over again.
That was Don Hansen, you know. Don, I muted you, but you had your computer on going into the phone, so it was coming in slightly delayed from the phone. So on that note, did that get you all? All right. On that note, we'll see. I hope we'll see some of you on Sunday. Thank you all for being here. And over and out.
When, if you do the workshop on Saturday, what time would it be?
I usually do them at 10 a.m. in the morning. You know,
Pacific time.
Yeah.
I think I hear my brother.
I probably would only do it with 15 people because it's like each person's got to be participating. Okay? So it'll be limited. And if there's a lot of demand for it, we'll do another one.
What number do you call for
it? Watch for an announcement, okay?
Okay.
I haven't decided to do it yet. And, if I do it, I'm going to charge something for it. So it'll be less than $100 and more than 10. Okay. But it won't be a lot. But let me tell you, it'll be worth it. It's an amazing experience. I'm sure Joel and Therese experience having that, realizing that you can tap into those energies. It's really cool. So we'll see you all next time.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Thanks, Gwen and Terry. Thanks, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Gwen. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
Wonderful week.
Fahim, thank you. Ben, Paul, and Teresa. Much love to you all.
Love to see you.
Love and light to all of you.
Is that Michael? Is that Michael?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I think I didn't call on you, Michael. We would have been in business.
I'll be channeling it. Right.
Hey, Michael. Right. How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, see you later. I'm going to disconnect everybody now. 10987654321.